Today, you ain't seen nothing yet. Hello again, I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Welcome to our latest post covering finance and property news with a distinctively Australian flavour. The Fed has started its so-called quantitative tightening, and it already is creating waves across the financial markets. Daintree Capital's Brad Dunn penned a piece for the Investor Daily, which to my mind really hit the nail on the head. So we're going to look at that today, and there is a link below. As the legendary investor Warren Buffett once said, it is only when the tide goes out that it is revealed who's been swimming naked. And by the way, if you value the content we produce, please do consider joining our Patreon program where you can support our ability to continue to make great content. Here is the link, and it's also in the comments section below. The US Federal Reserve's path towards monetary policy normalization promises to be a bumpy ride for investors, he said. There has been a range of developments in recent weeks that suggest that the first of the skinny dippers is being exposed. In short, notwithstanding ongoing geopolitical concerns and trade uncertainties, Dunn believes that the relatively modest reduction in the size of the Fed balance sheet is influencing markets as disparate as emerging markets, currencies, and global banking equities. The Fed commenced quantitative tightening in October 2017 and has been gradually increasing monthly volumes, decreasing purchases during 2018. If allowed to proceed as expected through to 2021, the gross level of assets on the Fed balance sheet will fall from a peak of approximately $4.5 trillion to just below $3 trillion. While these are large numbers, actually QT completed through to the end of June has just been a small fraction of this. And this process has been well telegraphed, and when compared to the total size of the US Treasury market, is almost inconsequential. However, it has occurred at the same time as two other significant events. Firstly, the increase in US fiscal deficits that require increased Treasury issuance, and changes to US tax law that make it cheaper and simpler, and a requirement for US multinational companies to repatriate offshore earnings. In recent weeks, the US dollar index has spiked higher, driven principally by a forward expectation of QT, supported by a Federal Reserve, which is showing a strong resolve to proceed with previously announced rates. And as a result, the US dollar index has jumped to the highest level in 2 years and has coincided with increased volatility in various sectors of the financial system. The effects have been stark. Argentina was forced to increase cash rates to a staggering 40%, clearly unsustainable in any economy that has already struggled to achieve meaningful growth. The Brazilian Central Bank was forced to intervene to support its currency twice in the space of 3 days, while at the same time having to deal with the effects of a crippling nationwide strike of transport workers. And the Turkish Central Bank was forced to increase interest rates during an election campaign, risking political uncertainty to defend the lira. Meanwhile, equity prices of some of the globe's largest banks have been underperforming, with the weakness intensifying as the US dollar index began rising. And we don't think this is a coincidence. For banks with US operations, the shrinking Fed balance sheet means less excess reserves, earning the effectively risk-free Fed fund rate, which now sits at 1.75 to 2%. In addition, the increasing cost of US dollar funding will apply pressure to the liability side of their balance sheets. Therefore, with demand for credit subdued and competition among global banks robust, these institutions will face earnings headwinds in the latter part of 2018 and into 2019. Recent market weakness looks to be a recognition of this. Fixed income and credit markets are arguably at the coalface of the QT thematic. With quantitative easing having had such a direct impact on these markets for so many years, it is not surprising that fixed income investors should be following the QT process most closely. While falling interest rates and low credit spreads have supported returns, it has come at the expense of the vital element of price discovery, especially in Europe. Part of the recovery process will involve the reintroduction of price discovery into the lexicon of fixed income and credit investors. The ability of the European Central Bank, the ECB, to successfully withdraw QE over the next 6 months is integral to this. ECB QE has incorporated a larger corporate bond component than in the US. And thus, we see a higher chance of market dislocation in European credit as QE eventually becomes QT. At its most recent press conference, the ECB Governing Council did not shed any light on the timing of any QT, but given the interest rates are guided to remain at current levels at least through to the summer of 2019, Dunn suggests that the threat of European QT is still well in the future. In Australia, he said, credit spreads have proven more resilient than bonds issued in US dollars or euros. With no globally significant banks and a relatively small corporate bond market, local investors have, until very recently at least, been more inclined to use pockets of volatility to selectively add to positions. However, if the QT process continues as expected, it is unlikely, he says, that Australian bonds will remain immune to the broader normalisation process. The Bank for International Settlements, in their annual report on the 24th of June, said the current backdrop for monetary policy normalisation is unprecedented in a number of important respects. Historically, interest rates in advanced economies, real and nominal, have never stayed this low for this long, and central bank balance sheets have never swelled as large in peacetime. The long spell of multi-pronged policy accommodation may have left lasting marks on the macro financial landscape, making policy effects harder to assess. Exactly. Expect more turbulence ahead. If you like what you've heard here today, please share and like the post and add a comment or question. And if you want to join the growing band of subscribers who receive alerts when we release new posts, do subscribe now. I'm Martin North, the Principal Analyst of Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for listening. I'll talk to you again next time.